It's time for a look at sports. I'm Jared Pennis. We're going to do things a little bit differently this Friday in sports. We'll start it with Major League Baseball, kind of work a little bit backwards. The St. Louis Cardinals had an off day on Thursday. They begin a three-game series tonight in Philadelphia. Here's Matt Pauley with the Cardinals Radio Network.
After an off day yesterday, the Cardinals returned to action this evening, opening up a three-game weekend series in Philadelphia. St. Louis just finished taking 2 of 3 from Cincinnati, getting the club back to .500 less than 3 weeks after being 9 games under on May 11th. This weekend poses a serious challenge for the team, as the Phillies have the best record in all of Major League Baseball at 39-18. Right-hander Miles Michaelis makes the start tonight. He's 3-5 with a 5.64 ERA, but the team has won each of his last three starts. He's 2-3 with a 4.26 ERA in 8 career appearances against the Phillies. Philadelphia will go with right-hander Aaron Nola. He's 6-2 with a 3.04 ERA. He has had good success against the Cardinals in his career, 7-3 with a 2.54 ERA. Rookie shortstop Mason Wynn will look to extend his hitting streak. He comes in having a hit in his last 18 games. First pitch from Philadelphia is scheduled for 5:40 tonight, meaning our coverage gets underway at 4:45. For the St. Louis Cardinals Radio Network, I'm Matt Pauley.
Matt, thanks. The Cardinals and Phillies tonight on B104.3. Major League Soccer, St. Louis City SC plays at Inter Miami on Saturday at 6:30. Also happening Saturday, UFL, the St. Louis Battlehawks host San Antonio in the regular season finale. Winner gets home field advantage in the XFL Conference Championship the following week. NASCAR Cup Series, they race at Worldwide Technology Raceway Sunday on KFMO with the Motor Racing Network at 1:30. The green flag waves an hour later. NBA playoffs. The Dallas Mavericks are headed to the NBA final for the first time in 13 years. They win Game 5 of the Western Conference Final over Minnesota 124-103 and win the series 4-1. Luka Doncic had a double-double, 36 points and 10 rebounds. 20 of his points came in the first quarter. Kyrie Irving added 36 points as well. The Mavs get the Boston Celtics in the NBA Finals that begin June 6th. From there to the ice in Stanley Cup playoffs, Eastern Conference Game 5. The Florida Panthers are a win away from their second straight Stanley Cup final appearance after Thursday's 3-2 win over the New York Rangers in Game 5. The Panthers host Game 6 Saturday night. The Western Conference Final Game 5 is tonight. The Edmonton Oilers play at Dallas against the Stars and the series is tied 2 games apiece. Another NHL news, the 2024-25 Winter Classic scheduled to be played December 31st at Wrigley Field between the Chicago Blackhawks and St. Louis Blues. Tickets go on sale Friday, June 14th at 10 a.m. On the local side, high school baseball on Thursday. It was a Class 3 third place game. The West County Bulldogs met the defending Class 3 champions, Licking Wildcats. Connor Harbit has this report from Ozark Mountain Sports Complex.
The West County Bulldogs secured third place at the Class 3 state baseball tournament on Thursday, knocking off defending state champion Licking 10-2. Scoring got going in the top of the first. It would be West County. A Jackson Campbell RBI single made it 1-0. That was followed up by a Julian Tebow RBI ground out to give the Bulldogs again at 2-0 lead. Licking would respond with their own run in the bottom of the first, a Silas Antel sacrifice fly to make it 2-1. The decisive run came in the top of the third. Carter Reed hit an RBI single that gave the Bulldogs that 2-run lead at 3-1. Licking would pick up their final run in the bottom of the third. Keller Davis hit himself an RBI double, but the next 7 runs would be West County's. Jackson Campbell, an RBI triple in the top of the fifth. Freddie Burmester followed that up in the fifth with an RBI single. And then the top of the seventh, the Bulldogs really poured it on with 5 runs across to again give us our final score of 10-2. So again, West County secures third place at the Class 3 state baseball tournament. Bulldogs head coach Bobby Simmeling, when asked what word he'd use to describe the season.
Special. You know, you wrap it up, it's one word, it was a special year. You know, like I said, we won some great games down the stretch, and we beat some great baseball teams to put ourselves in a position to get here. And we didn't play well. We didn't play great all year. You know, we went through a stretch where we didn't play great baseball. And, you know, you get to the end of the year, and you start getting close to the end, and you're not playing great. And we had a nice comeback victory in the conference tournament on a day we didn't play well early, and we got a comeback win. And we just kind of picked up momentum from there and started playing better. But, you know, things can go off the rails for you, and our guys stayed the course, and I'm just super proud of them.
Earning the win for West County in this one, reliever Hudson Dunlap actually comes in relief for Bulldog starter Julian Tebow. But he goes 3 2/3 innings, gives up no hits, no runs, only 2 walks, and 0 strikeouts. In fact, the Bulldogs, no strikeouts in this one, relied entirely on their defense, earning the loss for Licking. That would be Keller Davis. He goes 5 innings, gives up 9 hits, 5 runs, all of them earned, 4 walks, and 3 strikeouts. West County, again, third place. They finished their season at 23-7, looking unable to repeat their state championship performance from a year ago. They finished their season at 25-5. I'm Connor Harbit reporting.
Connor, thanks. It is the second time West County has finished third in the state. They did it in 2017. Bobby Simile has now coached his daughter, Olivia Simile, and son, Brody Simile, to Final Four appearances. What's the feeling like watching his children perform and succeed?
Just special, you know. This is my 23rd year at West County coaching something. I coached year-round until this year. I coached baseball and basketball in some capacity in the fall, winter, and spring, my first 22 years at West County. And this was my first year out of basketball. But a lot of time and a lot of sacrifice, and I've been blessed to coach some great kids. And two of the best kids I've ever coached are my own. You know, they may take that for granted a little bit now. You know, I talked to Brody about that. Liv understands that now, being out of high school and into college. You know, I think she really appreciates all the time we got to spend together and how much that helped our relationship and built the relationship that we have. Same thing with Brody. You know, he's grown up in a gym or on a baseball field, and to see the way he's contributed and the way he's helped and the way he carries himself, really, I'm super proud of both my kids. But I've coached a lot of kids that I consider my own over the last 23 years. See guys in the stands today that came through our program. The three guys helping me coach came through our program. Some of the best compliments I get, and the compliments that mean the most to me, are is about the way we handle our business and the way we go about things. We're talented, and we win a bunch of baseball games, and we do a lot of right things, but I think the way we carry ourselves and, you know, the way we go out and represent West County and our community is just as important as showing up and winning a baseball game or whatever. And it goes to say a lot about all the kids we have and the parents and the way they're brought up. And We have a tremendous group of people.
The Bulldogs finished third in Class 3 with Thursday's win. And that wraps up our 2023-24 broadcast season, a year that featured a Central Rebel football state championship, the first in their program history, a Valley Catholic Warriors second-place finish on the gridiron. We saw new faces shine, a Potosi Trojan boys basketball team poised to upset the MAAA favorite Central Rebels on the hardwood twice. Thrilling moments on the softball diamond, where Valley Catholic defended a state title until the district championship loss to the Central Lady Rebels. A Cinderella run to the volleyball Final Four for Tara Lamb's Arcadia Valley Lady Tigers. South Iron won another Arcadia Valley tournament title on the hardwood. And rivals Central and Farmington squared off for the 68th Bob Seekers Jr. Christmas Tournament Championship. A Final Four appearance for a team in each of the three sports seasons, fall, winter, and spring, and a new boys basketball all-time leader in points in the MAAA Conference, Joe Bryant. And through it all, there was one constant, you. Thank you for joining us night in and night out through the ups and the downs of the season, the high points, thrilling upsets, and the lowest of lows, heartbreaking defeats. Without you listening along, none of this would be possible. And as we get through the 292 broadcast games this past season, we turn a page and look forward to August, when the next broadcast season begins with week one of the high school football season. But don't worry, you don't have to miss us very long, because starting on June 12th, we begin our 8-week KFMO Classic Series, rebroadcasting 8 of the best broadcasts from the previous year. That'll run from June 12th to July 31st every Wednesday for 8 weeks. Thank you so much for joining us through the 292 broadcasts this year, and we look forward to the next coming up in August. That's sports. I'm Jared Pettis.